In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A lesson from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It was advantageous for the Apostle Paul to use the contrast of light and darkness as a metaphor for the power and truth of the gospel in the hearts of human beings. Longtime Christians don't always remember when they came to faith. For you, it may have been in the first few weeks of your life, decades ago, at your baptism. It could have been even before, as you heard the word in your mother's womb. The apostle was not a Christian in infancy. In fact, throughout his childhood, his adolescence, and even for a good portion of his adult years, he was trained to hate Jesus and Christianity in general. The teachings of Christ went against everything that he stood for. He couldn't understand how anyone would want to follow this man that he deemed to be a false teacher. Paul was in the dark. He was blinded by the God of this age, the devil himself. Satan had convinced him that the good news of the gospel message was nonsense and unworthy of his attention. But then that all changed. One day, on his way to Damascus, the apostle saw the light quite literally. In a flash of light, Jesus spoke to him and told him to stop his sin and then struck him blind. The metaphorical darkness became reality for Paul. That is, until God spoke his word through his servant. And like the first day of creation, the word of God brought light to Paul's eyes and to his heart. Ever since that day, the Apostle Paul's mission was to preach and teach that same word to bring light to the hearts of others. Sometimes we wish we could have our own Damascus experience. If only God would come into our lives that extraordinarily. If only he would perform a great miracle that we could see with our eyes and feel with our hands. And yet, instead, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Instead of a glorious sight from blindness healing, we are hard-pressed on every side, perplexed, persecuted, struck down. Christians in the United States are ridiculed for being unintelligent, for trusting in fairy tales, being in denial of the truth that science proves, or for letting a book that's thousands of years old direct their lives. It's not easy to stand up for the truth, to renounce secret and shameful ways in a world that cannot see or understand why you would do so. But just because it's not easy doesn't mean that we shouldn't. Each and every day, as Christians face opposition from those in the world around them, from the God of this age, and from their own sinful natures, they are reminded of the opposition that Jesus faced as he carried out his work of salvation. And hearing over and over again in his powerful word the love and determination that Jesus used that caused him to go to the cross, to pay for the sins of the whole world. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God shines in your heart. The fire that the Holy Spirit kindles through that powerful word causes you to recognize that these light and momentary troubles are nothing in comparison with the glory that will be revealed in you forever in heaven. Hear his word and remember that you will not be crushed. You have no need of despair. He will never abandon you, and you will not be destroyed. Hear his word, and remember that the same tool which created the world is at work inside you. Hear that word, and know that he will strengthen you, and help you, and cause you to stand, upheld by his righteous, omnipotent hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Thy strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking it was done. For created light we thank thee, while thine ordered seasons run. Alleluia, alleluia, praise to thee who light dost send. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia without end. Lo, on men who dwelt in darkness, dark as night and deep as death, broke the light of thy salvation, breathe thine own life-giving breath. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise to thee who light dost send. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia without end. Thy strong word bespeaks us righteous, right with thine own holiness. Glorious now we press toward glory, and our lives our hopes confess. Alleluia, alleluia, praise to thee who light dost send. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia without end. From the cross thy wisdom shining breaketh forth in conquering might. From the cross forever beameth all thy bright redeeming light. Alleluia, alleluia, praise to thee who light dost send. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia without end. Give us lips to sing thy glory, tongues thy mercy to proclaim, throats that shout the hope that fills us, mouths to speak thy holy name. Alleluia, alleluia, may the light which thou dost send fill our songs with alleluias. Alleluias without end. In Jesus' name, amen.